Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Monday is upon us. My name is Doug Steffen. Good to have you here. If you're new to the program, you'll find that there are a lot of different voices on this program because we appreciate lots of different points of view. And so in addition to my voice, you'll hear Jennifer Horn's sweet voice.
Hello.
She's on Sweet Beats. Or why do I want to call them Sweet Beats?
Because when I...
Super Beats. Yes, they are. And Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. You'll hear his voice.
How you doing?
And that's easily contrasted with Ken Kessler's voice, who sounds more measured and intelligent. Hi, Kenny. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, he is.
I mean, all right. So, how did you spend Easter? And how many of you did not spend Easter? You were finishing off Passover. But how did you spend? I was talking earlier about the traffic on the highways. I've come across the country on Interstate 10, which is, I've forgotten how bad a highway it is. When you get into Texas, man, is it in horrible shape. But just the, never mind the shape, the traffic and people going everywhere, which is to be expected. That's kind of what a holiday is all about, holiday weekend. But what did you do that was different? Kenny went to Las Vegas to celebrate just a little time off with his wife.
That's a holy weekend.
It was a holy weekend, I'm going to bet. Yeah, how holy was it?
Holy weekend.
Holy weekend.
Holy moly. Yeah.
Holy smoly. All right, so we can pass over him as far as...
Get
you,
it?
You
get
right,
it?
Right,
get
right,
it?
Right. All right, Kenny actually has an interesting... You don't mind me telling that story, do you? If you do, I won't tell it. About how
I don't
you
know what story you're referring
this,
to.
The story about religion. And how you one faith and then changed to another. So you celebrated, when you were a kid, you celebrated Passover, right? Or all the Jewish holidays?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so how is it when you change religions and you became a Catholic, how does it mess with your head when you get to these times of the year when there's both Passover and Easter or Christmas and Hanukkah or just in general what your tradition was growing up or maybe even what some of your family still celebrates and then and what you do?
Well, it wasn't an abrupt change. It sort of faded. When I went off to college, I did my own thing, and I didn't really have... I didn't go to the synagogue. I didn't celebrate much of anything. And then I just sort of found my way to the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm. Pope is happy about that, by the way. He sent a memo.
Oh,
yeah. What did your
parents think of that?
They were not excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
But they loved me anyway, so...
That's the important thing.
I was probably more worried than they were.
About it, really. What sort of things do you do on when it's Easter? You're celebrating Easter. So did you do anything special? Or I guess, Richie, I'd be interested in what your family did. Jennifer, I know, would have a big to-do with Easter because her family likes to do big things on holidays.
Really. We kind of took it easy this year.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. So I don't hear... the reason I'm asking is because, I don't have much of a sense of it because I don't pay any attention to it anyway. I've said on the air many times what I think about Jesus and what all of this stuff is all about. And so yesterday I spent 14 and a half hours in the car driving. So, but I was listening around to what people... Actually, I've gone to tape. Meredith sort of got me off onto this tape thing, listening to, not tapes, but to CDs of various books and stuff. And I found that to be a great way to spend yesterday, frankly, other than dodging the traffic. It really was... maybe the holidays like this, whether you celebrate them directly or indirectly, are a great time for reflection and thinking and maybe modifying your supposedly, if you are a true believer, the belief in all of these things helps to make you a better person. So then, Richie, I would ask, what did you do yesterday that made you a better person? Maybe that's what the question ought to be.
You know, it was interesting. We're a Christmas and Easter crowd, and a friend of ours is a pastor of one of the local churches in the neighborhood.
Ron, isn't that a
Jeff.
Jeff.
So he recruited me to play guitar on a couple of songs in the Easter Cantata, and it was fun. It was very interesting. I got to sit kind of in the back of the orchestra. It's very small, but and watch everybody as they watched the Easter service. And it was a totally musical service, so I played on two of the songs, and it was just very, very interesting. And I posted a picture on my Facebook page of the view from the orchestra looking out at all of the people watching us. And it was just very interesting. So I had a little different perspective yesterday, and so I was watching my kids and my wife sit out there in the pew and watching the kids, you know, wiggle around as they will in church. And but it was fun. It was interesting. It was something new and exciting. And because of that, you know, I told Jeff, I was like, hey, man, I'll play, you know, give me a song a month. And, you know, he...
Just a closer walk with thee, Richie.
Yeah, well, he knows that's the way to get me to church.
There you go.
That's he invites me to play every now and then.
Get him to the church on time, though, yep. Pastor Jeff.
It's a lot of fun.
Right. So, Jen, you didn't have a big deal yesterday?
No, we, you know, there's so few of us left around here these days. So my mom and my dad and Sharon, my dad's cousin, and I, we went to the golf course and had brunch. All and right. then we stopped by Sharon's mom's house, my great aunt who's 100 years old, and spent some time with her, and that was it.
No girlfriend around, huh? Okay.
That was him later in the day.
No, I said that because it's a great story, which I will not tell, I promise. Anyway, so here we have at 12 past the hour an opportunity for us to think about whether you had beets yesterday for lunch. Isn't Easter supposed to be the time of a great meal? How many people had great meals yesterday? How did you fix Chris, I think Easter, there's more of a tradition. There's a tradition for food at Thanksgiving, and there's a tradition for food at Passover and Easter. Yes? I don't know that Christmas, I mean, Christmas is a lot about eating, but it's more about the sweets and the goodies than it is about, you know, substantive meals. Oftentimes, like yesterday, I had my Christmas meal at a Denny's. It was very
your
exciting.
Easter meal, yeah. I made a bunny butt cookie for you, Dougie.
A bunny butt cookie.
They were really cute. I posted
really?
A picture.
Right, so save it for me next time. Anyway, so the essence it's very infrequently you can go to a restaurant and find beets on the menu. I don't know why, because beets are great. But
They're very trendy now.
Yes, they are. And that's because there's so much good that comes from the beet. Now it's been discovered that in a concentrated way, if you're interested in getting the benefits of beets, but you don't want to eat a dozen of them, then what you should do is take a teaspoon of super beets, put it in a glass of water, mix it up, do what Richie does, do what Jennifer does, do what Kenny does, and get yourself energized. And how the energy works, this is all natural stuff. What happens when you have a glass full of super beets is you're going to move your heart into a stronger direction because the circulation improves, because the ingredients and the natural ingredients in beets, nitric oxide and arginine, help to open up the pores. The pores, good day. Open up, I'm talking about a different product. Open up all of your arteries so that the blood flows so much better through your system. Gets the blood to your brain, to your organs, to your muscles, even to your skin. Your skin will look better. Take a look at your face about a half hour after you had a glass of Super Beets, Richie. Look at your face and see how much fuller it is, how much more color there is in it. That's really the impact.
And I'm telling you, it, if you rely on the cup of coffee or the soda to get your caffeine or the tea, whatever it is,
energy,
jump into a glass of this.
Yeah, it's really very, very good stuff.
Yeah.
So I've told you, Richie's told you, Jennifer and Kenny, all of us are enthused. It gives you energy in 20 minutes, and you'll feel it most of the day. Here's how it works: all natural, all nothing but good for you. Keeps your blood pressure down. If you have high blood pressure, if you don't, it'll maintain it where it is, and that's important. Call 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com and get a 30-day supply free. That comes with the first order, and it's backed up, by the way, remember, money-back guarantee. This stuff is going to work, or you get your money back. You get a free book that explains beets, and then free shipping as well. So the whole thing is a great deal. Good, better, best for you if you go to DougLikesBeets.com or call 800-655-4183. The testimonials of people that have had this just sort of underscore how good it is for you. It's the new way. It's the new age. Super Beets. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib and asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas? Even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's 17 at the hour. Well, actually 16 to change. Good day program Monday. The focus on what happened in the Alps and the plane going down. And there's an interesting new wrinkle on this, and that is the problems this fellow may have had with his eyes. Dr. Albert Pang is with us. He's an optometrist who's seen a number of pilots in his practice. He says the emotional and psychological stress of failing vision is very real for pilots. He said, quote, "You never thought that it's the vision that really changes a person's personality. When you tell them they have a certain eye disease, always the first question is, am I able to fly?" So what's your theory on this, Dr. Pang? Do we have Dr. Pang, Richie?
We do.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
All right, we'll take one, two, three, buckle my shoe, three, four, shut the door. Hey, Jennifer, how are your eyes?
They're better than they used to be.
Here you go, Doug.
All right, Dr. Pang, I'm sorry. Did you hear my question?
Yes, I hear.
Okay. So my question about what, when you, I'm sort of, we're backwards here. I'm not sure you heard what I said at the beginning about you working with pilots and what they are concerned about. How often is it that a pilot who may have, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 years experience gets into this predicament and becomes psychologically as upset as he could be because the eyes are not working and it may be the end of his career?
Yes, I think the common thing that I hear all the time regarding the pilot is that they always have the first question they always ask is, "Am I able to still able to fly?" And also, "How much more time can I fly?" So the problem is because for pilots, the vision is the number one issue. If they do not have 20/20 vision, they're out of the game. So, you know, that become a big burden to them because most of them, this is their livelihood and this is their passion.
So in the case of this fellow, has it been shown that the pilot of this plane was, it seems to me, I remember reading a couple of news stories, but I don't know if it's true or not, that he was losing his vision, or at least in one of his eyes he had a problem?
From what I read in the media also, yes, the pilots have retinal detachment and only have about 30% of the vision left. And then, so of course, with this situation, I do not know about the European standard, but for the FAA standard, this person is not qualified to fly at all.
All right, let me ask you a more sort of generic question that would sort of fit in what you do as a responsible physician. If you've come across an airline pilot who does not see, who has a problem in eye exams, do you report him?
Yes, and of course, in this case like this, you know, the professional responsibility is that even though he's not reporting to either the airline or either to FAA, you've got to let FAA know. This is required for as a doctor to tell the FAA that this guy is not suitable to fly because, again, I think there's a balance between the privacy as well as responsibility to the public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now that makes good sense. All right, sir, thank you. Appreciate the update. People talking about it, trying to figure out what it was that was going on in this guy's brain. If he was told he had eye problems, then maybe that made him even more suicidal. Dr. Albert Pang here with us as an overview of the situation. Still horrible things to be collected on the side of that mountain there. 21 after the hour.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Singing the Poetry Man, well-known American singer, songwriter, guitarist. He was playing in church yesterday with Richie.
Yeah,
actually, I think he passed away. Think about it. See, he could have been there in spirit, Richie, the spirit of this lady. So if you can figure out who this is, you'll dial us now at 888-302-3684. This is the only top pop single she had in her career. She had a pretty good career doing a number of things. So if you know who she is, a little lilting memory will stick in most people's minds. This was number one song during this week in 1975. So this was 40... Yeah, I find that
hard. Let's not talk about it.
40 years ago. 1975. Yes, exactly. Ouch. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this artist. Richie, you can crank it up for a minute if people get a sense of the song. It's called Poetry. It was an unusual song, and the fact that it became so popular, that it was a story. Listen to some of the lyric lines.
All I ask for is your smile each time I rub away.
Every time, Eugene, every time I rub away, I smile.
When I am with you.
I'm with you.
I have a giggling teenage crush, and now
giggling teenage crush. How many of us have had that? Yeah, that's why people like this song. It's just a really good story. 888-302-3684. You win a CD full of one-hit wonders if you can figure this out. She actually came from Teaneck, New Jersey. Graduated from Teaneck High School. Attended Shimmer College in Carroll, Illinois, but didn't graduate. She would take her prized Martin acoustic guitar from club to club, attending amateur nights after she got out of school. Discovered at one of those clubs and was signed to a record deal. Her first album sold over a million copies. And this song, Poetry Man, was pulled as a single from that album, shot to the top of the pop charts in just 4 weeks. Remained there for 4 months, not on the top, but in the top 10 for a month, and then the top 40 for 4 months. Pretty unheard of. She won a Grammy. No, she was nominated as Best New Artist for a Grammy. Took her stage name from a fictional advertising character from the early 1900s for the Delaware, Lackawanna, and Western Railroad. Grew up in her sort of neighborhood. After Poetry Man became a hit, she gave birth to a severely brain-damaged child, which she devoted most of her time to, and that pretty much ended her career. And then she supported herself and her child by singing on jingles for radio, television commercials, that sort of thing. But she, as I had thought, she passed away in 2010. A tough life, personal life. And I don't know whether, I don't think this song sounds like she's having a tough life, though, do you? It's a lilting, sort of memorable song, but I don't get sadness from it. You crank it up a little bit more, Richie.
Time has been so long and so we call.
It's just a really penetrating song, one of those things that sticks with you. All right, Bill, tell us who this singer is, will you please? Welcome to Good Day. How are you this morning?
Morning, Doug.
Hi. Who is this person?
Carly Simon, isn't it?
Carly Simon is a pretty good guess. She sounds a little like Carly Simon, but no, it's not Carly Simon, because Carly Simon had a little different sound, but she also had more hit records. But thanks for the try anyway. Susan, we'll put you on the air to tell us who it is. Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning. What do you think this lady's name is?
That's Phoebe Snow.
It is Phoebe Snow. That wasn't her real name, but that's her stage name, and that's close enough. Yes.
Good job.
What we're going to do is send you a CD full of one-hit wonders. Appreciate your input and the fact that you're there on Monday. So stay with us for a second. Excuse me. That's the hour.
You're all choked up.
I am choked up. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women. Safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. And I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit American Veterans Center.org.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
That it's the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program on the radio with the information, the conversation about what's going on. It's a revolution in radio, and you found it right here with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Everybody's where they're supposed to be. I don't know what that means when you say you're where you're supposed to be. You are where you are. It's like being lost. I say you're never lost. You always are where you are. I happen to be in New Orleans this morning, and it is humid and hot as it is most of the time in New Orleans. I'm watching the streetcars go up and down the street. I have not been in New Orleans to actually stay in New Orleans since a convention here. I bet you it's been 20, maybe more than 20 years since I was in New Orleans. And you know, I was laughing with Richie last night about this. I didn't talk to you over the trip, Jennifer or Kenny. I have now all of my devices, and I'm just getting used to them so that I'm almost dangerous. I was in this whole fray of being stuck in the 40-mile backup, as I was describing earlier, the tools that I had around me to try to figure out. I decided I was supposed to go all the way to Mobile, Alabama last night, but I couldn't make it. So I called Roberta Fasanelli, who we all know and love, has been a part of this program for 20-some-odd years. She has a new home in New Orleans. And I said, I called her up and said, I'm coming to stay with you. She said, what do you mean? I said, I'm coming to the, she has a big, like this huge bed and breakfast here. I said, I'm going to come stay with you, a boarding house. No, well, she said, no, she didn't say no, I couldn't. She said, I'm not there. I said, well, I need a place to go stay. And she said, okay. So we did all of this stuff. And I got all of the codes and all of the things on my iPad. And she gave me the directions, and I put them into my smartphone.
Look at you.
And so I had my, I was talking to her on the on my flip phone. I put the directions in, or put the address into my smartphone, and I hit the little button, and bingo bango, there it was, all the directions that
were
I needed.
Were you able
to
follow the instructions?
Right,
the directions?
Yep, right to the house, right to the door.
Good job.
And I had done the same thing with a hotel the night before and the night before that.
It's a nice little tool to have on the road, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice,
see what you've been missing?
You'll never go anywhere without it again. You have now become a victim, Jeff.
Yeah. Whether that's it or not, I mean, I
the
I
downside is you won't think for yourself when,
well,
you're, when you're driving somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You will
see,
just follow what the little screen tells you to do.
The problem with these devices, and thank you for bringing that up, Richie, because that was really kind of where I was going with this. As you get older and your brain doesn't function as well, fortunately, I've been I have been given the gift of having a quick mind, and I am very curious, and I won't let this get in my way. I just find that it's easier to, if in this circumstance, use this device than just call somebody up and say, give me the directions, write them down, get them wrong, turn them the wrong way. I mean, this thing just makes it almost foolproof. But the other side of it is, you are correct. It will keep people from using their brains, and thus will contribute to the problems of dementia and Alzheimer's.
My dad does not drive from our place of business to his home without his navigation.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know how to get there.
Yeah. I'd never seen anybody use it. Meredith used it all the time and would put in, she used to call the farm where she did Dudley World, and so she'd hit, everything was in relationship, but you'd put the address in, and you can be very facile on it. I have now in this car the same sort of GPS. I haven't been able to figure out how to make it work yet. The only way I made it, was able to use GPS is in using the smartphone. But it was very dramatic, and it was like a real eye. You know, it's sort of like one of those things you get an A on a test when you're in the seventh grade. That's sort of what it felt like. All right, so one of the controversies from this past weekend has been the HBO interview with Edward Snowden. A fellow named John Oliver took his program. It's called Last Week Tonight. It's a fairly new show, I think, on HBO. Is it not? I don't think.
Yeah.
I've seen
relatively
some billboards.
Relatively new. Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah. So he went to Moscow, and he interviewed Edward Snowden. Most of you remember the controversy, I hope all of you do, regarding Edward Snowden. I believe, helpful. A lot of people will throw a rock at the radio when they hear me say this. I think what he did was a service to the people of our country. Whether it was a service to the country or not is a different question. There are two different questions here. Number one, did he hurt the country? Number two, did he help you or help us understand what our country is doing? Because our country is not in sync with us in many, many, many ways. And I think this is one of them. So Oliver went through some of what you would expect, the usual Q&A. But he made it more personal, and I think that's what I took away from sort of doing an overview. Here he is asking Snowden about missing, whether or not he misses being home.
How much do you miss America? You know, my country is something that travels with me, you know. It's not just a geography.
Well, that's already a way too complicated answer. The answer is, I miss it a lot. It's the greatest country in the world.
I do miss my country. I do miss my home. I do miss my family.
Do you miss Hot Pockets?
Yes. I miss Hot Pockets very much.
You understand that if you have never heard this guy before,
I didn't do a good job.
He's the comedian, quasi-comedian. Another one of these Englishmen that has come here to dwell in the...
Make money.
House of Art.
He used to be a correspondent on the Daily Show.
Right.
Yeah, right. Another Daily guy.
Oh, okay.
And he'd have been a better host than the guy that they hired, in my opinion. Anyway, I just... let's move on to...
you miss Hot Pocket.
Well, I think that... I think the guy that they've hired to do the Daily Show will not last. I don't see him. I think this guy could cut it, however, in some ways. He asked Snowden why he did what he did.
Why did you do this? The NSA has the greatest surveillance capabilities that we've ever seen in history. Now, what they will argue is that they don't use this for nefarious purposes against American citizens. In some ways, that's true. But the real problem is that they're using these capabilities to make us vulnerable to them, and then saying, "Wow, I have a gun pointed at your head. I'm not going to pull the trigger. Trust me."
So what's the NSA you want look like? Because you applied for a job at the NSA. Right. So you clearly see an inherent value in that shadowy organization.
I worked with mass surveillance systems against Chinese hackers. I saw that, you know, these things do have some purpose.
And you want your spies to be good at spying, to be fair.
Right. What you don't want is you don't want them spying inside their own country. Spies are great when they're on our side, but we can never forget that they're incredibly powerful and incredibly dangerous, and if they're off the leash, they can end up coming after us.
But just to be clear, we're talking about two different things here, domestic surveillance and foreign surveillance.
Right.
Because domestic surveillance, Americans give some of a about. Foreign surveillance, they don't give any remote about.
Well, the second question is, when we talk about foreign surveillance, are we applying it in ways that are beneficial?
No one cares.
We spied on UNICEF, the Children's Fund.
Sure. What was UNICEF doing? I mean, that's the question there, isn't it?
The question is, are these programs valuable? Are we going to be safer when we're spying on UNICEF and lawyers who are talking about the price of shrimp and clove cigarettes?
I don't think people say that's good. I think they'll say, I definitely don't care.
All right. So you get the drift of this. This is a previously recorded interview that he's showing to a live audience. Am I correct, Kenny, in that?
Yeah, he went there during the past week.
Right, yeah, and got it and brought it back again. I don't find anything about this to be amusing, frankly, but I do find it compelling in the sense that why would we be using our tax dollars? In a sense, what I feel about this is not necessarily that I objected to their doing some of the things they did, but the money that they were spending, my tax dollars, I don't want used to be spying on UNICEF or any of this other stuff. That's what the gross miscarriage of not just justice, but the what's right and wrong here, and how these people, they get their arrogance, gets so carried away, and their sense of entitlement, and whatever it is, you know, it reminds me of this moronic woman at the airport who was giving me a lot of starch, and I said, you know, she's going through a bag and looking at my toiletries and stuff, and I said, you realize how ridiculous this all is? And she looks at me and she says with this arrogant, hostile look, it's for your protection. I looked at her and said, no, you're not protecting me from anything. But it's that kind of stuff. It's that mentality that gets into the public worker, if you will, or the government worker, and not all of them, certainly, but the point is there's way too much of this stuff. And there's a lot more of this interview. Could we post to this? How would we ought to maybe post some of this if people can, yeah, or send them to where they can listen to the whole thing. Kenny, can you, I suppose you can watch the whole thing at HBO, right? Go to HBO.
Yeah, you would have to watch it on HBO.
All right. So speaking of HBO, very important cog in the television wheel, Jennifer Horn is going to update us on the Monday's television news next year on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long, every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy, do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg with a question directed at you. Are you a quality individual? Now, before you answer that question, let's get the definition of quality. Quality is the standard of something is measured against other things of a similar kind, or the degree of excellence of something, or a distinctive attribute or characteristic possessed by someone or something. Now, you might have just one of those things, and you all of a sudden become a quality individual. But I have a challenge for you, and that is I want you to be the best in each one of those categories. Because once you're a quality individual, it just becomes like anything else that's associated with high quality. All of a sudden, you are in demand. All of a sudden, you've got a reputation, a very, very, very good one. So make a list of everything that you're going to be measured against, a distinctive attribute, something you're excellent at, and get that goal of high quality. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Millions of conversations will happen today, but few of us have had a conversation about the care we want when we're seriously ill or nearing the end of life. Sharing your wishes with friends, family, and care providers now and as life changes may improve quality of life at the end of life, both for you and those you love. This conversation may be difficult, but wouldn't you rather have it now, before a crisis? It's time to have the conversation. Visit iom.edu/theconversation. A message from the Institute of Medicine.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit Nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
There was 14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Warren. Updates is starting with Captain Cosmos.
Oh, you want to start with Captain Cosmos?
Captain Cosmos.
I was going for my big story of the day, but let's do Captain Cosmos. Are you ready?
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. You were going for your big story of the day?
Yeah, the Muppets, but we'll tease that.
Yeah, the Muppets is, yeah, that's a big story.
It's a big story, but let's start here. All right, so, while Game of Thrones fans anxiously wait for George Martin to complete the sixth book in the Song of Ice and Fire saga, the author has already set his sights, Dougie, on another project. It's a new television series, as you mentioned, called Captain Cosmos. What's it called?
Captain Cosmos.
Thank you. About a visionary young writer creates a science fiction series that tells stories no one else will dare to tell. This is according to Entertainment Weekly. And in 2013, Game of Thrones was on the cusp of becoming the most watched program. It was also the most pirated program in TV history and most watched program in HBO history. And so George Martin inked a 2-year development deal for himself with the network, and this will be the next series that is coming along as the fifth season of Game of Thrones premieres April 12th. So, kind of cool if you're a fan of that franchise and of George Martin. Now, my big story of the day, Dougie, is the return of the Muppet Show.
Woo-hoo. This
I feel
is
like there
be
should
something.
Be confetti. This is going to be good.
Well, ABC was really clever. He would have had some
I know.
Muppet music.
No. That's all right. ABC is developing a reboot of the Muppet Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show.
That's right. ABC's ordered a pilot presentation featuring the Muppets. The details of the plot are being kept under wraps, but Bill Prady, who is the co-creator of The Big Bang Theory, they're kind of successful, is co-writing and executive producing along with Bob Kuschel from Anger Management, who serves as the showrunner. Prady
got his start with the Muppet Show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He did the Jim Henson Hour, Muppet Classic Theater, and a few other Muppet specials, so he knows how to make the Muppets move. The original Muppet Show aired 1976 to 1981, came back in 96 with Muppets Tonight, which lasted for just 10 episodes. Hopefully this one will do a little bit better. Now, there was a lot of buzz on the internet about Twin Peaks being rebooted, Dougie. And David Lynch, who's a filmmaker, has just dropped out of the project that was set to go to Showtime. Now, this means that either Twin Peaks was dead on arrival or pre-arrival.
I don't get the excitement about this show. I've never watched this show. There's nothing about it. I seem to remember seeing something, and it just looks so dark.
Well, 25 years ago, Twin Peaks was such a big deal. Many people watched it. It was, like, so addictive, big soap opera. And so to have that come back, everybody was really, you know, it was very nostalgic to have it come back, the rumors of it coming back. But according to David Lynch, Showtime just wasn't willing to give give him the money that he needed to make the show the way he wanted it to. So he's saying now that he's out, the show may still take place, but just without him, or it may be just gone.
All right, so you want to hear a quick little silly story that is attached to this?
Okay.
I went to the eye doctor on Thursday to get my new glasses.
I see.
I was sitting next to, yes, the lady who is a makeup person, and she and the lady behind the counter were going through all of the gorgeous men that she's put makeup on over the years, and she said that the most beautiful guy was Kyle MacLachlan, who is...
Really?
Yeah.
That surprises me. I mean, he's really handsome.
Yeah. But the McDreamy, all those guys like that, aren't they're all cut out of the same cloth, right?
Yeah, hot.
Yeah. Right. Yes. I just thought I'd bring that up, Jennifer, because I knew you'd appreciate it. 51 after on Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now for our visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day. Dr. Ken is a well-known, chiropractor. I don't know where that came from. Chiropractor, cardiologist.
Don't know me.
Combination, no. All right, so he's here with the big stories of the week. One of them surrounds MRSA and the superbug that's tough to kill. Have we found a potion, or was one found a long time ago that could be used for this, Ken?
You're always wondering where we find these substances that are effective in the body. You're not going to believe this is out of the annual conference of the Society for General Microbiology. The leech bug, Doug, this is from the 10th century. It's widely thought of as one of the earliest known medical textbooks. I did not use it in medical school, I promise you. An eye salve recipe from this 10th century textbook not only clears up styes in the eyes, but also tackles the deadly superbug MRSA, M-R-S-A, which is resistant to many antibiotics, as well as or better than traditional antibiotics. The eye salve recipe calls for two species of allium, which is garlic, and onion or leek. Richie knows what leek is. Wine and oxgall. Oxgall is bile from a cow's stomach. It describes a very specific method of making the topical solution, including the use of a brass vessel to brew it, a strainer to purify it, and an instruction to leave the mixture for 9 days before use. And this takes care of MRSA better than our antibiotics that we currently have.
All right, this is an interesting and important story. Children allowed to sip alcohol are more likely to drink as teenagers, not necessarily as older adults, though, right?
The European model doesn't work. Journal of Studies on Alcohol and Drugs, Doug, this week. Middle schoolers who take an occasional sip of wine or beer are more likely to drink on their own as they become teens. We should not assume that early alcohol consumption will somehow protect children or teach them how to drink safely.
Heart groups. Dr. Ken's a cardiologist, most interested in updating blood pressure guidelines. This ought to be interesting.
Exactly, Doug. The guidelines that were released this week from three heart groups, the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, and the American Society of Hypertension, have issued updated guidelines that set blood pressure goals for people with heart disease. The guidelines reinforce a target blood pressure of less than 140 over 90 for those at risk for a heart attack and stroke, but the guidelines also set a goal lower of 130 over 80 for those who have heart disease or already have had a heart attack, a stroke, a mini stroke, or who have had narrowing of their leg arteries demonstrated or an abdominal aortic aneurysm. The lower goal may not be appropriate for older, frail patients who might experience dizziness if their blood pressure drops too much.
All right. Quick note for older fellows who exercise a lot. It'll be good for you when it comes to certain functions, apparently, yeah?
Journal of the Sexual Medicine this week. Men who exercise more have better erectile and sexual function, Doug. These treatments support the idea that exercise may one day be prescribed as a treatment for erectile dysfunction. To get the minimum amount of exercise to improve erectile function, men would need to do a moderately intense activity, such as brisk walking, cycling, or tennis, for an hour, 3 to 4 times a week.
And all this speaks to how to get more blood around your body. Ken's going to speak to that now, thanks to his discovery of how wonderfully well Superbeats works.
Doug, in 1988, nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body. And by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide, it helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and is a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and sexual performance. As a cardiologist, Doug, every day I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in your body healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, lower the risk of stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even lower the risk of Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm very excited because I have finally found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in your body. Many foods are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichoke, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the declining nitric oxide production levels in our bodies. Superbeats is a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide to keep your circulation healthy. Superbeats is also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which allow you to avoid all the caffeine and sugar.
Call 800-655-4183 and order Superbeats. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183. Superbeats, a super way to get that blood around your body, 800-655-4183.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. Appeal. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.